It's unfair, but it won't bring the country down.
That's right.
What they do on the board country down if they succeed.
You know, I actually, you know, I signed that little book, Jared Jefferson, the old man shows great perception of Jefferson's weakness. And I must say, he showed through in that book so clearly. Great words, but he had the character. That's not who he has purchased, but you know, you realize that at the time, the great, just before Jefferson's election, you know, and they wouldn't have elected except for the Spable of Gideon Sedition Acts, but because the country was really, and that's where Jefferson was talking at that time, Jefferson and his supporters, like some of our critics are talking now, they were all for what they called Republic in France. I mean, we were a bunch of goddamn thugs, bastards, horrible people. Jefferson selecting that against the Federalists, you remember?
And they would have gotten the country as well.
Shot in the duel as a result of Burr and all that. Burr, of course, was a son of a bitch. But the whole thing was, if you read Jefferson and some of the things that he said, all the great Jefferson lovers, he was talking. And as a matter of fact, you know, despite the things that I say about Wilson, he said prior to World War I and various parts of it, at times he was terribly naive and frankly didn't show a hell of a lot of guts. I mean, Theodore Roosevelt was right. Theodore Roosevelt was not right in the way he took him on because he was too vicious and ruthless and mean and so forth. But it turned out, but he was right in terms of the real. We have here a situation. We have really it's a strange thing. And it gets back to this. You see, Jefferson, intellectual. Wilson, intellectual. Let's face it, that's the whole Kennedy mythology. Intellectual. Kennedy wasn't all that intellectual, frankly.
But he could play it.
But he played it. But he wasn't really intellectual.
Oh, you are much more than intellectual than he was. You are
more than Kennedy ever read.
You are an infinitely more reflective man than
anyway, he. But that's irrelevant. He was a Plato, let's face it. So, nevertheless, what you really have here is and something you've got to give a lot of thought to, all of us, you particularly, coming as you do from the world, the scholastic world. God damn it, Henry. The people who teach America's young have, and the clergy, and they teach America's young, have a terrible responsibility on their hands. You know, the blood of this country and of others abroad is going to be on their hands. They're the ones that brought it down. Not the working guy, not the uneducated man. You remember H.G. Wells' great theory to the effect that if everybody were educated, we'd have... That was where his outline in history went wrong. And alas, where he...
That was the great myth of
the... He fell on the idea that education would bring peace and decency and the rest. It has not brought it. It has brought a certain... What it has, you see, the uneducated man at least recognizes he doesn't know all the answers to me. He's told if it's God or something else, and he has some respect for something. The educated man gains... He develops pride, a certain arrogance.
And basically, analysis in Greek, actually analysis means to dissolve. It just gives you dilemmas. Values give you a sense of direction. And you cannot prove values. I think I better go over this in my
freedom. Anyway,
report to you.
We're in a place now where it's tough as hell.
It's one of...
We're going to see it through, but we're going to see it through as ruthlessly as they have. And I mean not only the communists, but our enemies politically. And by God, we're going to demagogue every goddamn thing that happens.
I believe, Mr. President, that's also what this Truman paper said. If they had not been so divided, if they hadn't divided the country, we might have had a negotiated settlement by now.
I agree with that.
The best asset that Hanoi has had is the fact that you were not even given the minimum 1 year that a president should have. They started rioting in June. They kept it up through October, the first year. You had to break it. Then when it was quiet enough, every 6 months they have had demonstrations.
Isn't that interesting? The Cambodian demonstrations would have come off with the Cambodian.
President,
they were
just as these would have. all the essential elements of these. The People's Peace Treaty, the attack on the bombing, all of this was being ground away even without Laos. Now, I admit Laos created the malaise.
Correct. Laos did not create, it did not really charge up the attack so much as it discouraged our own people.
That's right. But 2 months later, they would have got something going.
But as far as our own people are concerned, whether we can keep them, frankly, bucked up until we see it through, just remains to be the great open question. I think maybe we can. But at least we will try. We're going to try to do it. We're going to try to see it through. We're going to be tough as hell. And for the best, that's all. Meantime, remember, don't think you meet this guy. Remember, you didn't have all the cards.
Oh, Mr. President, I
have had all the cards.
We've got the cards. The only thing we've got to do is, of course, the Chinese are holding us against the weather.
What?
So...